Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Oh, my God. We have just had a foodgasm. It is what happens when your tongue swells up, your taste buds explode, your eyes roll back in your head, and you go, oh, my God, that's the best I've ever had. That dessert is without doubt.
It's very sweet.
It is extraordinarily sweet, but I got to tell you, I have never had anything dessert made on the egg that'll match that. And I've had some good stuff. The Young Bloods are notorious, but that rocks the house. No, but it is super sweet.
Very sweet.
I mean, it is sweeter than I am, which is, I didn't think that was possible.
It's really saying nothing.
What? Just cut your pepper.
I'm eating right now, sorry.
Yes. Anyway, exceptional job. And of course, look at that. You had the pre-made, the Whole Foods pre-made bell pepper.
Yep, stuffed bell pepper.
Look at the consistency of that. First of all, you know it's top-notch meat.
Right.
But look at that, man. Look at the beautiful packing. It's just a beautiful looking, and you cut it up into four pieces.
Yeah.
And of course, that's already escaping. So let's quickly run down, and you started by making the filling. I wanted to wait till your mouth was full so to kind of embarrass you.
Mm-hmm.
But you started, the first thing you did was you made the apple filling.
Right.
And the apple filling, tell me what it is.
Okay. I took a Fuji Crisp apple, actually two of them, fine diced it into about an eighth inch dice, put grass-fed butter in a pan, heated it up, let it melt a little bit, added in the apples. Added in about a half a cup of xylitol, or regular sugar, and some cinnamon. And basically we cook that until it starts to just turn dark brown. And then take it off, transfer it into a different bowl.
To stop the process as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. And that'll become a very thick sort of compote that you can use for just about anything. But
yes.
What we then used it for was we took the white bread that we rolled out, trimmed off the edges, rolled it in some grass-fed butter that's been melted after we first coated it on the inside with some Nutella, added in that apple.
I'll tell you, the Nutella was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
That gives it that chocolatey.
Right. And you wrap that in and then, again, dredge it in the butter, then roll it in some more sugar or xylitol and cinnamon and put that out on the egg for about 6 minutes.
At what temp?
About 400.
And you could even go a little longer if you wanted to crisp it up a little more.
You could.
Probably wouldn't hurt it.
At a certain point, what I didn't want to do is have the sugars inside start to sort of ooze out and melt.
But that was perfect, man. It had the consistency of a firm Twinkie, but it was filled with that apple filling and the chocolate and the nut and the whole nine yards. Man, that was just, I mean, dude, that was over the top.
Thank you.
And, of course, I shouldn't have said that and announced it here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center because when I went back for a second helping.
Gone.
Yeah. Good. What's up with that?
That's the way it should be.
No.
Next thing is we did the
bacon-wrapped pineapple and mozz.
Yeah, so.
Because I refuse to say it like
mozzarella.
Oh, please.
And pineapple. We thick cut the pineapple in about half-inch rings. The mozzarella in about half-inch rings, about the same size. And then the thinnest bacon you can find and wrap it, sort of weave it on the inside, or take thick-cut bacon and just sort of drape it on top of it.
Either works.
Put it on a perforated cooking platter that you take right onto the egg at about...
Direct or indirect?
Indirect heat for... It's going to go for a while. It's going to go until that bacon crisps up, so it's going to be about 30 minutes at about 375. Then the last dish we did, of course, we put the stuffed bell pepper out on the egg. That was easy, though, because that came from Whole Foods, and it was
already
ready to cook. So I just popped it out, stuck it on the egg on a perforated pan, and let it go for about 50 minutes at about 400.
All the flavor, none of the work.
Right.
And what temp on that?
About 400. You want to make sure that that's cooked all the way through, so you can use a thermometer on it if you want to, or 50 minutes is plenty of time. The good news about it is it's really not going to dry out because the bell pepper sort of forms a little convection cooker of itself, so it self-bases itself with the fats inside the bell pepper. It's pretty cool. Last thing was the sandwich that we made. I started out by roasting Hatch chilies.
Now, if people aren't familiar with Hatch chilies, what's the difference between... Because it looks kind of like a banana pepper almost.
Well, it's a strain of pepper, just like you know any other pepper. And they're currently in season. I believe they've got two growing seasons in the year. And they've been hard to get for several years. Well, I saw some today at Whole Foods, so I said, great, let's add that into it. So I roasted those by cutting off the tops, cutting them in half, making sure we removed all the membranes and seeds, covered it with some olive oil, a little bit of salt, out on the egg, indirect heat, 375, for about 12 minutes, until you start getting some blackening on the outside of it. And
they will shrink a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to shrink.
Don't panic.
Yeah, they're not big, thick, meaty sort of. It's not like a poblano pepper or something like that. And as it shrivels up, you don't want it to cook all the way through, though, obviously. So about those 12 minutes. Bring them back in. Let them cool down. In the meantime, take a room temperature flank steak. Cover it with Love Rub on both sides and salt. Put it right on the egg, direct heat, 450 for about 10 minutes, flipping once. And you want to get a nice medium rare on that. When it's ready, bring it off. Let it rest for at least, I'd say, 7 to 10 minutes. And in the meantime, take those Hatch chilies, dice them up, add some roasted garlic that you can get pre-canned or whatever, pre-jarred, and some parsley that you fine chop, some curly parsley, a little bit of apple cider vinegar and a little bit of olive oil. Mix that all together, and about twice the amount of olive oil as vinegar. Mix that together, let it sort of sit, a little bit of salt in there as well. Let it sit, and then when you're ready to assemble your sandwich, take your ciabatta rolls, again, that I got from Whole Foods, cut them in half, toast them on the egg, bring them off, and then on the bottom part, I like to lay that chimichurri with the Hatch chilies, that olive oil, garlic, Hatch, and parsley. Lay that on the bottom of the bread. Then take some strips of the flank steak that you have chopped or that you cut on the bias, so you're against the grain. Put that on top of that, and then on the top side of the bread, I like to use the Sir Kensington Chipotle mayonnaise, which is a very, very fresh, it tastes like homemade mayonnaise that they sell at Whole Foods. Use that as the top part of your bread, and that's your sandwich. And I think that works really well.
So many people to thank, as we always have to. Chef Eric, it's a pleasure to thank our special guest that joined us today via the phone, Anthony Tony Porcellini, the food and beverage director from Walt Disney's World Swan and Dolphin, to talk about the 5th Annual Food and Wine Classic, October 31st through the 1st. Oh, by the way, he is your kind of guy, a certified sommelier.
Cool.
And, of course, to you, Chef Eric, outstanding job as always as you get ready to wing your way towards the Windy City. Some fine culinary and extraordinary pizza and the best hot dogs in the world, I might add. And to our keeper of the dials, she who tries to get better, Karen Jenkins, chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, also thanks the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And he would have had the rest of it, but he's stuffing his mouth again.
Well, I was on mute.
Oh, well. And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. Remember, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, the portal to the world. Join us. I'm there almost every Wednesday and Friday when in town. Come and join us. I might have something for you. Besides just incredible knowledge and witty repartee. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins. And don't forget, we couldn't have done it without the incredible foods of Whole Foods. And if you get a chance, check out GoIsrael.com. They will give you a true life-changing experience. Other people call it a vacation. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
Till next week, everyone, thank you for tuning in. Be safe. Please keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless y'all, and God bless America. We're out of here.